WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I talked about the GFDL hurricane forecast model and some of its history. So let's take a look at how the model operates. The current GFDL hurricane model is a grid point model that consists of three computational meshes nested together with increasingly finer grid point spacing in each mesh. The size of the outer mesh is approximately 5,000 miles wide, with grid points spaced about 30 miles apart, while the finest mesh, where the grid points are spaced only 5 miles apart, covers a 325 square mile area. This area of fine resolution moves with the hurricane, keeping the storm centered in the middle of the innermost computational grid. In 1996, a collaboration began between scientists at GFDL and the University of Rhode Island to couple the atmospheric hurricane model to the Princeton Ocean Model. This coupling of the atmosphere with the ocean enables the model to reproduce the cooling of the ocean surface beneath the hurricane, which has an important impact on hurricane intensity. The GFDL and URI fully coupled hurricane ocean prediction system became operational in 2001. The research group at URI has also made important contributions towards improving the air-sea fluxes in the GFDL model. A hurricane affects its own intensity by interacting with the ocean. The hurricane churns the water beneath it, bringing cooler water up to the surface from below and leaving a cold wake behind the storm. The cooler the water it brings up, the less fuel the hurricane has. When warm surface waters are shallow, cold water reaches the sea surface, greatly diminishing a hurricane's intensity. Over deep, warm waters, hurricanes have the potential to be more powerful because the ocean surface cooling is significantly less. In short, the modeling process to duplicate all of the interactions going on in the atmosphere, in the ocean, and between the ocean and the atmosphere is a very complex task, but a task worthy of the effort in order to improve hurricane track and intensity forecasts for safety. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.